Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Paul Rasmussen, a lot going on today. Along with the NFL draft, bring your kid to work day. Wonder how many people participate in that.
Did you participate in it when you were a boy? I did.
No.
My mother took us to work. She was working for a TV station, and she was doing the program logs. And back then they did them, they were handwritten.
And that was the genesis?
She had to come back at night sometimes, and she would take me with her, and that's where I got the hook for broadcasting.
I didn't know
that. It was a combination TV station and an AM station.
Well, I told you, I brought my daughter Emma and made her get up early to come in to do the morning show. I wanted her to know what dad does, right? Well, that was it. That cured her. She never came back. But here, a generation later, her oldest daughter, Georgia, and today is her birthday. She is 8. She's coming in, and we got a whole bunch of kids coming into the studio later.
It's one of the highlights of the year, Larry. The whole mood of the office changes when the children are here.
Yeah.
It's really a fun day.
Most of our colleagues act normal for a day. It's really encouraging. Speaking of kids, how about this new law in Pennsylvania? It was signed by Governor Josh Shapiro at the end of last year that allows schools to go to a four-day week. And there are five other states that are able to do that. Now, it's extending the hours of the day, but you get a four-day school week. And part of the impetus of this was the shortages of teachers. So they can manage it better that way, 4 out of 5 days. You're going to hear a lot about that.
What about childcare?
Well,
there is the first question that comes up right there.
Number one is if you're in some type of traditional job where you work Monday through Friday, there are a lot of single parents out there, particularly single moms, and they're working, trying to do their thing and managing the childcare.
I don't see how they afford it, Larry. It just amazes me, the sacrifices that some parents are making. It's just really not an inexpensive thing to afford.
It's such an incredible challenge for that reason alone. But it is now legal that you can have a four-day school week in the state of Pennsylvania. And I'd be curious to see, obviously it's not going to matter now, but we're getting at the end of the semesters here for schools. You know, Pittsburgh Public goes into early June, and most of the schools end in June. By the way, Pitt, this is graduation week at Pitt. Not that affects them.
And with all the protests going on at this time, how about that coincidence?
Yeah, you've seen around the country these protests of students creating encampments, and they've gotten physical and very ugly on many campuses. Now, this encampment that's popped up first on the lawn near the Cathedral of Learning at the University of Pittsburgh has moved to Schenley Plaza.
Yeah, the police told him, you don't have a you haven't registered for this, and you've got to move it off. So that's where they set up their tents, and they say they're going to stay there through today.
And, you know, it's like I said, it's the end of the semester, so students are done, but this has resonated around the country.
Right. Some of the places that I've been looking at this morning, Columbia, obviously, Yale, Tufts, MIT, Vanderbilt, North Carolina, name a big school. And here's the two messages that they're sending. There's a, first, there's a corporate message. The protesters here in Pittsburgh went to PNC's headquarters downtown yesterday, and they called on the bank to divest from any companies that manufacture weapons which could be used in the Israel-Palestine conflict. And then they went back and they called on the university, Pitt, to release a statement condemning what they're calling genocide in Gaza. They also want the school to cut any ties it would have with Israeli universities and then divest from companies that they claim are complicit in the Gaza conflict. And interestingly enough, on this genocide in Gaza thing, the people who are using the word genocide don't understand that it's actually Hamas and the Palestinian Liberation Organization and the Palestinian Authority, who are all basically motivated by one thing, which is the elimination of the State of Israel and Jews in particular. That's actually genocide. The Israeli IDF is not there to indiscriminately kill people, but a lot of people are dying. I don't like that. But, you know, calling this genocide is really a misappropriation of the term.
It's a very, very difficult situation right now and time. And they say the students and those participating, they're not leaving until they get what they came for. We'll see. I want to divert for a moment. We have meteorologist Heather Zehr with us from AccuWeather. Heather, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Is this it? Are we done? We've seen
please
frost and freeze. Headlines here. It's really cold right now for a lot of people, especially north of the city. So is this it?
Yeah, pretty much for these areas north and west of the city. We do have some frost advisories, but a lot of freeze warnings as well that are out this morning for especially across northwestern PA and over into northern and central Ohio. And yeah, I think we are just about done with all of this. We still are going to have one more chilly night for tonight when we could have to deal with some frost and freeze. In fact, I think it's in some cases is even more likely for tonight, because overnight here, there's, you know, the current overnight period and into here early this morning, we've actually had a lot of clouds hanging around and there have been some showers out there, and that's kept the temperature up just a little bit, so that we've kind of mostly stayed in the low 40s, although we do have some places that have stayed clearer and have gotten a little bit colder, especially as you head down south and to the southwest of Pittsburgh itself. Tonight, though, looks more likely to be clear, so I think we're going to be able to get down into the 30s in a lot of places that may actually include even downtown Pittsburgh, though it's probably right around 40, 41 degrees, but cold enough that some of the colder parts of the area are likely to get some frost again tonight.
Lovely. And then you go to the other end of the weekend, we're talking about the 80s.
Exactly. We're going to completely flip the switch, go to a totally different weather pattern. We're going to get this last chilly high pressure area to move out of the area. A warm front is going to come through with a chance for a morning thunderstorm on Saturday. And then after that, temperatures are going to go up. Sunday, a high of 82. Monday, 83. So, yeah, going right into summer weather.
Heather, how far out of the average is an 80 temperature in this time of the year?
It's pretty far out of the average. The record high for today is 87 degrees, and most of the records for this time of year are kind of in that zone. The average high today, 66. So we're going to be 15 to 20 degrees above average as we get into early next week.
All right, Heather, thank you.
You're welcome.
Heather Zehr, meteorologist at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. And Paul, did you hear about in South Carolina, people were calling 911. And do you know why?
No.
In hordes, they were calling 911.
Aha!
They heard this, I guess, this epic horde of locusts, well, cicadas, have come out. And people, when they all came out and they started making this noise, people didn't know what it was. So they started calling 911. Good God.
And how long did they stay dormant, these broods? I guess they're in the ground, right?
I think it's like 18 years. But there are different groups or broods, so they emerge. You know, you don't have to wait a complete 18 years around a region.
Well, the good news is, Larry, is that we don't have broods expected to do anything this year in this area, and that's fine by me.
No. And the fact is, I have a memory of John Shumway eating a live cicada. You remember that?
We'll never be able to unsee that one.
Every time I hear that sound, I think of the Shummer nibbling.
Oh, no.
Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY, and we'll keep you updated on breaking news, weather information, and about what's going on in and around our hometown. Larry Richard, Paul Rasmussen, and this may be one of the most important decisions the Supreme Court ever makes.
Oh, the immunity question. Yes.
This will, depending on how it goes, change the course of history in our time. And for former President Donald Trump and his supporters waiting on every word, because it's that critical to what he's facing in a number of the cases against him. And for details, CBS's Skylar Henry.
These justices could potentially provide a potential historic ruling about the scope of presidential power as they look to answer an untested legal question, whether a former president is immune from federal criminal prosecution for official acts.
Another historic day at the U.S. Supreme Court, where justices will soon hear arguments to decide if former President Donald Trump has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official actions he took while in office.
If a president doesn't have full immunity, you really don't have a president.
Two lower courts have already rejected Trump's claims of immunity. The high court's decision would determine whether or not special counsel Jack Smith can move forward with his case, charging Trump with scheming to overturn the 2020 presidential election results, which Trump denies.
They've never recognized this sort of immunity from criminal prosecution that Trump is requesting. So I think it's a pretty uphill battle for the Trump side.
If the court rules against the former president's immunity claims, his election interference trial could possibly start before the election this November.
Though the court could also decide to send the case back to the lower courts. Legal experts say that would also add even more delays to the proceedings.
The Supreme Court understands that time is of the essence here and that all sides and the public all want a prompt decision, whatever that may be.
The Supreme Court's decision is expected to come by early July.
Well, the justices have multiple paths to decide this case, and how quickly the court moves today following the arguments ultimately depends on whether the justices agree on a decision.
Skylar Henry, CBS.
I have a prediction. I don't know what the ruling will be. I do believe that they will make a ruling, and I think that it will be overwhelmingly one-sided.
Well,
I think they'll come to a consensus quickly.
They'll kick it back to the lower courts.
You think so?
My thought, right. Because this is so important. Think about everything that hangs on this decision alone in this election year. And there's so much riding on this. They're going to find a way to boot it down the road so that it doesn't affect what's going on now, I think.
Okay, that's a possibility. I could see that, yeah.
Throw it down to the lower court. But obviously, a really important decision. So if you don't pay attention to what the Supreme Court does, you might want to pay attention to this one. I don't know, we think of theme songs for the city. We have theme songs for our teams. The Beer Barrel Polka, maybe, I don't know. But it's a Yinzer Fest weekend, and we have a newly minted, relatively, Yinzer, who was a great closer for your Pittsburgh Pirates, Jason Grilley. Good morning.
Good morning, Guy.
You became a fan favorite pretty quick. You somehow assimilated to this city. And then when you moved on to play for a couple of teams, what made you decide to come back to Pittsburgh and stay here?
This city's great, man. The people are the real reason. you know, when you got people behind you on every step of the way, I just had a good feeling about this place. No different than any of the other black and gold players. These are the teams that we've had. They all stay here. It's a great place to raise your kids and just rooted down here. Neil Walker had something to do with it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. The Pittsburgh kid, Neil Walker, who obviously played here and then went on to play for a couple of other teams, including the Yankees. You did that too, right? Right out of the gate.
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
With the Yankees and the organizations that you've been associated with over the years.
Yeah, I got drafted by them out of high school. Never got to play for them, but I think I did help them win a couple games.
Yeah, and and the fact is that this weekend at the David Lawrence Convention Center through Sunday, Yinzerfest, the first annual, starts 3 o'clock today, and you've been an intricate part of this from the beginning, and I thought it fascinating. I saw you on TV yesterday saying, I got to grab Jason because you really exemplify people who have come to Pittsburgh and kind of assimilated.
You know, I think it's this great thing. Doug Mariani, I met him several years back, just walking our dogs, and he just is a passionate person. And seeing how this came together, he asked me to be a part of it, and I said, absolutely. I love that Pittsburgh comes together, and this is just a first of many, hopefully, of exemplifying exactly what the city's all about. I can't wait to see the turnout. There's a lot of entertainment, a lot of food, good music, and obviously the people, which make it right down in the heart of the city, at the Strip District Convention Center.
Yeah, and it looks like the weather's going to get better as we get into the weekend, and that will help. But they have a full lineup of musical acts, comedy, a chef stage, Machine Gun Preacher, who I didn't hear him before this, but this guy's got millions of followers, who's going to be in town, and kind of a kid zone and everything that goes with it. And Jason, tell folks what you're doing now here in Pittsburgh.
Well, just life after baseball is always interesting. The transition is never easy for any of us, but taking that uniform was the hardest thing I think I ever had to do. But thank God, God let me bless me with wearing it for 20 some odd years. But now I just got into wine. I got my own brand of wine, Rock and Ball Wine. I've been sharing it with many people here. Hope to expand it a little bit more. Being Italian, I got some connections over there with some good wineries. The Yogi Berra family has linked up with me, let me use Yogi Berra's name, image, and likeness, and another great pirate catcher, Cervelli. Francisco Cervelli's got a label on here. So I'm looking to expand more, get some more Italian-based players, celebrities, and rock stars. That's why it's called Rock and Ball, because every rock star wants to be an athlete, and every athlete wants to be a rock star. So that's one thing I'm doing amongst just getting ingrained in the community. You know, when you play baseball for a long time and you get to do something so intense and one-dimensionally, when you get out of baseball, it's like, wow, there's a whole another world out here. And I'm just doing what Forrest Gump did, just at the playground. And I'm just trying to link up with the right people and do good business, do good in the community, and you know, hang out with people like you.
Well, Jason, we're glad you picked Pittsburgh. And you're staying here, and Yinzerfest starts at the convention center today. And KDK and the Odyssey team, the media partners, the Mazeroskis perform. And by the way, they're going to have a dedication just before four today. Mayor Ed Gainey is officially naming Saturday Yinzerfest Day in the Berg. So you have the Mazeroski Smells Like the 90s, Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers, featuring an all-star tribute to Donny Iris. And that's just what's happening today. You can check it out at pghyinzerfest.net. And Jason, we'll see you over the weekend. Thanks, partner.
Absolutely, man. Can't wait.
Jason Grilley on the Big K Morning Show. Not only can you listen, obviously, to KDKA News Radio, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, but you can take us with you. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, and you can watch the Ireland Contracting video feed. Go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch, KDK Radio live stream, and you'll see what's going on here in the studio. In just about an hour, the kids are going to start arriving. It's Take Your Kids to Work Day, and even if you don't have children or have children of age to take to work. It does lighten up the mood, does it not, Paul, in the office environment?
Even more so than when people bring their pet to work. And that's a pretty good day, too.
I miss that. I'm not bringing my dog in here. There is no way. My dog she's sweet, but she's old and sheds, and you never know what she's going to do. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Meanwhile, when's the last time you were delayed by an airline or canceled flights, which are commonplace now?
Oh, geez. The last time would have been my second to the last trip out to Washington. But that was a tough one, too. That was a long, long day. I wound up on the floor at Minneapolis-St. Paul, got a nap on the floor overnight. It was really rough.
Well, there is good news. And Chanel Call, CBS.
Good news for air travelers. The Biden administration is requiring airlines to give automatic cash refunds for canceled flights. Domestic passengers delayed 3 hours or more, and international travelers delayed 6 hours or more will also be eligible. The Department of Transportation will also require airlines to be more transparent about extra fees.
That is significant. Because a lot of people feel that the airlines kind of mess with people when it comes to this. You know, it's a lot of trying to make you do a lot of work to get compensation for canceled flights. Now they have to pay you back cash.
That I have no arguments. I want my money
back. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many people in the last 2 years alone have told me about nightmares of flights being canceled.
One of the risks that you take when you fly a low-cost carrier, like the ultra-low-cost carriers, is if they have a plane that goes bad, like at the airport in La Trobe, there's really not much they can do to help you. Your flight's going to be canceled and, you know, things are upside down for a while. If you're flying one of the major carriers and you're going through one of their hubs and you have a problem there, they're going to have a plane on standby, and they have fewer cancellations that are equipment-related. But then there's the weather. No one can predict on what's going to happen there.
Right, and some of that is understandable. I mean, you can't completely be naive enough to know that there won't be any cancellations or delays. However, now there will be compensation. So we'll get you details on if your flight's canceled. How do you get paid back, or what happens next?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.